Some of you no doubt have heard of St. Jerome. Born in modern-day Yugoslavia, about 347, and he died in Bethlehem, about 420. He translated the Bible into Latin from the Hebrew. He was extremely intelligent, and he was a mystic. Augustine said of him, "What Jerome is ignorant of, no mortal has ever known." Well, that probably says it all. Trying to do the right thing, he spent 5 years in the desert so that he might give himself up to prayer, penance, and study. Jerome was sure that if he only did enough, if he fasted, if he was a solitary, if he was silent, if he was hugely penitential, then he was certain that God would be with him. However, it wasn't working. No matter how hard he was on himself, it didn't seem to make God any closer to him. Well, the story goes that one day God appeared to him in the desert, in his hut actually, and said, "Jerome, what have you got to give me?" Jerome was very pleased. As it happened, he had quite a lot. "I have years of fasting to give you." "That's lovely," said God. "What else have you got to give me?" "I can give you broken sleep for every night of the last 5 years. I've made myself get up to praise you." "That's lovely," said God. "What else have you got to give me?" "Well, I never speak to anyone. I keep perfectly silent. And I haven't gossiped or talked badly in any way." "That's lovely," said God. "What else have you got to give me?" "I live in appalling circumstances. I freeze at night and I swelter during the day, all for you." "That's lovely," said God. "What else have you got to give me?" Jerome went on, and so did God. And finally, Jerome, having scraped the bottom of the barrel well and truly, had to admit, "Well, I haven't got anything else." He was a tad disappointed that God did not seem over impressed with all that he'd given him. "There's something you've forgotten, Jerome. You haven't given me your sins." And so it is with you and me. Let's not worry about giving God all the things we think are so meritorious and speak so well of us. Let's as well give him our sins. Let's give him our inability to get through the day. Let's give him our weaknesses, our disappointments with ourselves. Let's give him the widow's mite that is us. This will be a most loving and wanted gift to him. Trust me.